what you did, but you done it good. You don't know how bad that I wish I could delete you from my phone, find a girl and take her home. But there's just one thing wrong. I can't go anywhere, I can't do anything. No, I can't close my eyes without you and my dreams. You won't leave me alone, even though I know you're gone. I look around for someone new, but I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck by the light of a midnight moon. Baby, I see you. Your lips, your eyes, girl, since you told me. Without you in my dreams, you won't leave me alone. Even though I know you're gone, I look around for someone new. But I see you jumping up there with the band, taking me by the hand. Hey boy, come dance with me, stuck like a melody in my head, in the bed of my truck by the light of the midnight moon.
AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. If there is no deal reached, the government will partially shut down at midnight. President-elect Trump and billionaire Elon Musk rejected a bipartisan spending plan. Republicans crafted another bill, which was voted down yesterday. Texas House GOP member Chip Roy was one of 38 Republican no votes.
Not going to go vote for another debt ceiling increase without actual specifics on what the cuts will be. That's a non-starter for me.
And Maryland Democratic Senator, or actually House of Representatives member, Jamie Raskin.
It's just shameful that they allowed Elon Musk, who now everybody's calling President Musk, to blow this deal up.
Republicans back at it today. Luigi Mangione making his first court appearance in New York, accused of murder and terrorism in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The Pentagon confirming there are currently 2,000 U.S. troops in eastern Syria, double the number the military said were there previously. The increase in personnel said to be temporary. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. January down 44 to 1973. February down 22 to 1950. March down 21 to 1944. April milk down 17 at 1915. Cheese markets, barrels down 2.5 to 176. 40-pound blocks down 0.5 to 185.5. No trades on the day. Cash butter steady at 251. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.25 to 137.5. No trades on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 74 and one trade on the day. Live cattle and feeder cattle markets moving mostly lower as some of the contracts moved below their 40-day moving averages. That led to additional selling as well in live and feeder cattle markets as there just hasn't been enough fundamental support in the market. Box beef prices were mixed. Hog markets, meanwhile, closed mostly mixed as well. While some of the pork cutout values moved lower, and that did pressure some of the contracts, especially in the nearbys. December live cattle down 95 cents to 190.35. January feeder cattle down 252 to 254.47. February hogs down 7 cents to 83.62. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans mostly higher as they posted a modest recovery after the big losses from Wednesday. So a lot of short covering and technical buying in the market. Wheat markets saw mostly lower. Continued technical selling in the markets helped to pressure U.S. wheat. March corn up 3.5 to 440.75. New crop up 1.75 to 434.75. January beans up 11.25 to 963. New crop up 11 to 976.75. March wheat down 8.25 to 533. Minneapolis wheat March down 5.25 to 586.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 384, January 387, new crop 375. Cash beans 883, January 888, February 882, new crop 887. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash January and February corn at 4.75, March 402.75, Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 406, January 401, new crop at 386. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 385, new crop at 384, cash beans 883, new crop 901. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 389, new crop 385, cash beans 878, new crop at 887. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 413, April 427, May 429, and June at 431. March beans at 933, April 941, May 943, and new crop at 918. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 387, new crop 376, cash beans 892, new crop 903. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 202, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 175, market cows 87 to 177, bulls 126 to 155, calves 310 to 990, beef steers 190 to 305, Holstein steers 110 to 227. Sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 210 and down. At Zumbrota, Finished beef steers, 165 to 171. Finished beef heifers, 165 to 172. Finished dairy steers, 145 to 150. Market cows, 75 to 89. Market bulls, 80 to 113. Market hogs at Zumbrota, 47 to 76. Light sows, 44 to 50, 50. Heavy sows, 51 to 54. And boars at 21.50 to 33.50. That's a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It'll be chilly, but not as windy today. Partly cloudy. We'll see temperatures in the upper teens as we head into the afternoon with a northwest wind at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 3 above. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 21. We'll get back to 30 by Sunday. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, it's making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Well, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. All right. Thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bride, she was sitting right by my side. Yeah, that horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifted bank, and then we got upside. Well, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Yeah. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Hey, hey. sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. And when I asked you to go for a ride, you stole my heart when you said, if I can drive. I said, how about some music? You said, you got any Merle? That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. James Dean. And when we went to dinner, you wore blue jeans with your pearls. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You marched to the beat of a different drum. The funny thing is that I hear the same one. We both like the color outside of the lines. We're peas in a pod, girl, we're two of a kind. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
Today, one big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk, boy, don't they love to talk. But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. My baby makes me smile, Lord, don't she make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say I want to. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Charlie Rich in Behind Closed Doors here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the teens across the region this morning, and the snow moving out. We're going to actually see sunshine today. We'll have our ag weather forecast here next hour. Also have our newsmaker segment coming up next hour as well. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Is there any end in sight for higher beef prices? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
What will beef prices do in 2025? Lance Zimmerman, senior beef analyst at Rambo Research, says consumers are paying record high beef prices right now.
The good news is, if you think about it from a grocery basket perspective, general food inflation, general inflation for all meat and poultry items has been a lot more manageable than overall inflation. And so as we navigate that going forward, beef prices are going to continue to inch higher. And so the burden's going to exist on the beef industry to continue to be expensive but worth it, making sure that in the minds of the consumer, they can justify that higher price point.
Consumer incomes are just starting to cut into the high cost of beef.
The good news is, if you think about it in terms of where's the consumer's income today, yes, we're inching that higher that they have to work a little bit longer to pay for that pound of beef, but we're actually a little bit down from what the highs were in 14 and 15. Back then, they had to work 10 minutes to pay for a pound of beef. Today, they only have to work about 9 minutes to pay for a pound of beef because we've had income growth over that time. So yes, beef prices are inching higher. We certainly have to keep that in mind relative to the consuming public, but we're seeing exports adjust a little bit lower because the U.S. beef consumer can afford to pay those higher prices, keep more of our U.S. beef here. And we're also seeing relief from the producer in feeding them a little bit longer and doing some of those things to minimize some of those slaughter declines.
There is, though, more good news for beef consumers as beef processing grants rose sharply after COVID.
We'll invest in more packing infrastructure. So we saw a lot of USDA grants, a lot of State Department of Ag grants to add more capacity. We're still working through some of that additional capacity today. We're going to continue to add capacity the next couple years.
While there has been added beef processing capacity, the beef herd so far has not continued to expand, and it looks like expansion of the beef herd could happen over the next few years, but until that happens, we still could see some higher beef prices in the grocery store. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It'll be chilly, but not as windy today. Partly cloudy. We'll see temperatures in the upper teens as we head into the afternoon with a northwest wind at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 3 above. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 21. We'll get back to 30 by Sunday. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Consider, give the heavens above
just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you do. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Glenn Campbell, I'll be home for Christmas here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Temperatures in the teens across the region. This morning we'll have some sunshine. Later today we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. The beef quality assurance certification meetings are now being scheduled. That with the UW Extension and also with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Now, there will be one in River Falls on January 13th at the Man Valley Farm starting AM. There'll also be one at Equity Co-op in Altoona January 29th, again, starting at 1 p.m. Now, if you'd like more information on any of those programs, just contact your local extension office. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, a proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. It's been a month now since the United States banned the importation of feeder cattle from Mexico after the New World screwworm parasite was discovered in that country. And now the USDA has outlined the requirements needed before those imports can resume. I'll have more when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with ExactEmerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
Yes, the USDA has released its requirements to ensure feeder cattle imports from Mexico do not bring the New World screwworm back into the United States. The requirements include rigorous surveillance programs, mandatory treatments for cattle, and additional safeguards at Mexican facilities and border crossings. The parasite, eradicated from the United States in 1966, has long posed a threat in Central and South America. The recent detection in southern Mexico prompted officials to halt imports back on November 24th, a decision praised by many within the U.S. livestock industry. Among those urging continued caution is Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota. In a letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, Rounds emphasized the need to prioritize animal health and rancher safety, warning against prematurely reopening the U.S.-Mexico feeder cattle trade. He wrote, quote, "To address current threats, I urge the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, to proceed with real caution and to refrain from prematurely reopening the U.S.-Mexico feeder cattle trade. Our ranchers consistently deal with a number of uncontrollable factors. It would be irresponsible to subject our domestic cattle herd to further uncertainty." Rounds also called on APHIS to investigate the source of the parasite outbreak and clearly outline how trade decisions will be made moving forward. His comments have resonated with many producers who see the risk of reintroducing the parasite as far outweighing the benefits of resuming imports at this time. For U.S. cattle producers, the New World screwworm is more than just a pest. It's a serious biosecurity risk. The parasite larvae infest open wounds in livestock, which can lead to infections, reduced production, and in severe cases, animal death. Any spread of this parasite into the U.S. would not only disrupt markets, but it could lead to massive economic losses for the cattle industry. While the USDA's plan seeks to balance trade with biosecurity, calls for caution from lawmakers like Senator Rounds reflect a growing sense of urgency within the industry to protect the domestic herd. I'll be back with more after this.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
For now, feeder cattle imports from Mexico remain suspended, and producers across the country will be watching closely for updates from APHIS and the USDA. No doubt, cattle industry groups and others will continue to press for answers on the outbreak to ensure that the safety of U.S. cattle remains the top priority. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and four new lines without auto-pay above qualified customers plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue your remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The day I was led to temptation, and in weakness did let your love down, I have prayed that with time and compassion, you'd come around, and I keep waiting for you to forgive me. Keep saying you can't even start, and I feel like a stone you have picked up and thrown to the hard rock bottom of your heart, to the hard rock bottom of your heart. Now this home we have built is still standing. Its foundation is on solid ground. Do we roll up our sleeves and repair it, or burn it down? And I keep waiting for you to forgive me, and you keep saying back in touch. I need your love, I miss it. I can't go on like this, it hurts too.
As the maid poured wine and we prepared to dine, I knew I was feeling out of place. At a table as large as a river barge, and I love you written all on your face. I appreciate your hospitality, but I wish that we would go. Let me drive us to McDonald's and I'll talk to you concerning something you should really know. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'll take a Chevrolet just any day, so give your daddy back his Mercedes Benz. And there's some common people that I hang out with, they're my good time buddies, they're my friends. And I'd rather chug a lug a mug of Budweiser beer than sip a crystal glass of wine. So won't you make your mind up to believe in me and leave this high living world behind. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. Yes, I'm happy just being free, and I'm happy just being me, and I hope that you will see. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. If I have my say, gonna stay that way, 'cause highbrow people lose their sanity, and a common man is what I'll be. I'm just a common man, drive a common van. My dog ain't got a pedigree. And if I have my say,
wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad New Year's. Oh, what a Christmas. Have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friend. Wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing, silent night. Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come on for Christmas. Please come on for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above. This is Christmas, yes, Christmas, my dear. Time of year to be with the ones that you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam. Christmas and New Year's, find my baby home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, and I'll be happy, happy once again.
again.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Milk production in Wisconsin in November totaled 2.58 billion pounds, down slightly from the previous November, according to USDA. The average number of milk cows in Wisconsin in November at 1.27 million head was unchanged from the prior month, but down 4,000 from November of 2023. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,035 pounds, unchanged from last November. Now, milk production total in the 24 major dairy states in November was at 17.2 billion pounds, down 0.8% from November of 2023. October revised production at 18 billion pounds was up 0.6% from October of 2023. The October revision represented an increase of 32 million pounds. The number of milk cows on farms in the 24 major dairy states, 8.92 million head, 32,000 head more than November of 2023. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is announced that Timothy Anderson has been appointed as administrator of the Division of Agricultural Resource Management. Anderson recently served as the director of the Bureau of Land and Water Resources within the Department of Agriculture's Division of Agriculture Resource Management. Prior to that, he served as the Dairy Services Section Manager with the Department of Ag's Division of Food and Recreational Safety. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Wednesday issued a state of emergency in that state in response to a worsening H5N1 outbreak that's affected hundreds of dairy herds. The action will ensure government agencies have the resources and flexibility they need around staffing, contracting, and other rules to support the state's response to the outbreak, that according to the emergency proclamation. Statewide in California, bird flu has spread to 641 dairies in nine counties since late August, when the first detections in cattle emerged. It's infected 34 people in California to date. Newsom said a shift from regional containment to statewide monitoring was necessary, citing livestock infections at four Southern California dairies on December 12th. The state's already taken steps to address the H5N1 virus, including enhanced testing of raw milk and livestock. To date, no person-to-person spread of the virus has been detected in the U.S. Meanwhile, health officials did announce Wednesday that a patient that they had been in contact with, sick and dead birds in a backyard poultry flock, did have a case of H5N1. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that previous illnesses in the U.S. had been mild, and the vast majority had been among farm workers exposed to sick poultry or dairy cows. Now, the CDC confirmed that the Louisiana infection Friday, but did not announce it until Wednesday. It's also the first human case linked to exposure to a backyard flock. This year, more than 60 bird flu infections have been reported, again, half of them in California. A public-private partnership between the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, the Iowa Soybean Association, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will invest over $2.3 million to install nutrient-reducing practices in priority Iowa watersheds. The majority of funding will come from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship for outreach and to farmers and landowners, who will then work with conservation staff to implement practices like saturated buffers, oxbows, and perennial cover. The $1.4 million put up by IDALS will also support design and engineering costs. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nag announced the project at the Iowa Soybean Association's Winter Policy Conference. This project and others like it prove collaboration is the key to make meaningful progress, he said. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It'll be chilly, but not as windy today. Partly cloudy. We'll see temperatures in the upper teens as we head into the afternoon with a northwest wind at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 3 above. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 21. We'll get back to 30 by Sunday. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Darling, you know it's true. The rumor you heard about me loving you, well, I never told a soul. So tell me how the whole world knows. It must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Well, I've got a ring and a plan, but I see you're on to what I'm gonna ask. Well, I've never said a thing. Tell me what gave it away. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it it must have been the roses and the wine, or maybe this unexplainable smile. They say where there's smoke, there's fire. Well, I hope it's true, 'cause rumor has it you love me too. Yes, you do. I heard it too.
On a Saturday night, there's a thousand stars in the sky. On a winding road, her memory flows. She'll face the fact she wants to go back. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about not a single day goes by. That feeling again reminds her of when I held her tight. It felt so right. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask
ask her if she ever still thinks about me.